listening to the Marketing Happy Hour podcast, where we discuss career and industry insights with our peers in marketing.
We're here to talk about it all, like the ups and downs of working in social media,
how to build authentic relationships in the influencer and PR space,
managing a 9-to-5 and a side hustle at the same time,
how to be productive in your life and career without losing your sanity, and more.
Ultimately, we're here to build a community with you because we're all trying to navigate the world of marketing together.
Are you ready? Grab your favorite drink and join your hosts, Cassie and Erica, for this week's episode.
Erica, it's just the two of us again. How are you doing today?
I know, but I kind of love it. I feel like when we do these episodes together, we get our like one-on-one time. And this is kind of how we started Marketing Happy Hour anyway, is we just like sat down and always had these conversations with each other. So it's really fun to do that. But I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. We were just talking off record. I'm fresh off a facial this morning. So I'm feeling very zen and relaxed, and the skin is feeling great. So I cannot complain this morning.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I have to know, since you're wearing the sweatshirt, what is in your glass right now?
Yeah, I am wearing an Olipop sweatshirt right now. I know we're no video right now, but it is very comfortable. So shout out to Izzy for sending that over to us. But with that, I have to stay on brand, and I'm sipping on a grape Olipop today. So I love Olipop, and so excited I can kind of flex my Olipop love for everyone else. But what about you, Erica? What do you have in your glass?
Oh my gosh, I love that. And I might have to go grab an Olipop after this recording, because I didn't even think about it, but I am also wearing that sweatshirt.
Yeah.
So, but I have and I actually just looked up how to pronounce it. It's an Australian brand, I guess, or it's inspired by an Australian bird or something like that. But it's a non-alcoholic brand called Lyres, which is spelled Lyre apostrophe S. And I've actually seen it on a lot of menus. It's a lot of times they're using their non-alcoholic spirits in some mocktails that might be on a menu somewhere. But I ordered online, which is something I don't normally do. I don't know that I've ordered like any like beverages or food really online. But I was like, I need something. And I love a Negroni. If you've listened to any of our episodes, you know, that's my favorite cocktail. And so I was looking for like a non-alcoholic version that I can really sip on when we're doing these recordings. And so I got all of the ingredients to make their non-alcoholic Negroni, and it's actually pretty good. I've had a few non-alcoholic Negronis that are like pre-made from like other brands, and they're not so great. So highly recommend if you're looking for that, if you love that cocktail as well.
Okay, I am definitely going to have to check this out. And I see they sell on Amazon, which is my love language, if a brand is on there. So I will check this out. I've not heard of them, but I love this idea of non-alcoholic cocktails and drinks. And there's so many brands making such good ones. So I'm always a fan of that. That's awesome. Okay, so we are talking about today one of our favorite topics, I would say one of our favorites, and that is podcasting. And of course, we have a podcast. Erica, you and I have dabbled in lots of podcasts outside of this show as well, and gotten to be a part of many different shows and different production styles and different hosting styles and content. And so we're really taking all of our knowledge and bringing that forward here in this episode. And so specifically, we're going to talk about four different tools, tricks, strategies for podcasting. And this can be, I would say, whether you have already launched a show or you're thinking of launching a show, something that you can take a little bit of the tips from each of these sections and hopefully apply to your new launch or your already launched podcast. So a quick little run through what exactly we're going to talk about in those 4 points. So number one, podcasting as a marketing tool. So thinking about how does the podcast play a part in your overall marketing funnel, driving leads to your business, using it as a way to educate and add value to consumers? So Erica's going to walk us through that. Number two, tips for building an effective show. So whether or not you have already launched your show, just how do you kind of build the structure and plan and foundation for that show in order to use it as a viable marketing tool? And then number three, integrating your podcast into your marketing funnel. So going a little bit deeper on how do you use the content to drive people to convert? How do you use calls to action in your podcast? How do you use things in your show notes to drive clicks to a website and things like that? And then last but not least, we'll talk about strategies for growing your show. So once you're launched, how do you drive new people, new listenership, new community members to your show? So we'll talk all about that. But Erica has our first point. So Erica, I'll let you take it away.
Fantastic. Okay, well, I wanted to start off by just mentioning a few stats. Apparently, the average American listens to 8 podcast episodes every week, which is over 1 a day. So you're already, if you're on their, you know, radar, you're already reaching that person every single week. The second stat I wanted to put out there is that the podcast industry is currently worth $23.56 billion. That's from Online Resource Demand Sage. So there's a lot of opportunity. There's already a ton of shows out there. But if you've heard us talk about podcasting in the past, you know that we have found stats and research that reflects that most podcasts don't actually make it past 10 episodes. So while there might be a ton of seemingly competition out there, there is still room to break through and kind of speak to a specific niche and your specific audience in a unique way. One of the reasons why we love podcasting compared with other marketing mediums is that it's such an intimate long form platform. Think about it, that people are sitting down to listen to your show for like 45 minutes. You don't get that kind of airtime anywhere else. If you're on social, people are scrolling past your content on there so quickly. Maybe they're throwing you a like, but they are not engaging for 45 minutes with your social media post. The only other thing I can think of where they might be engaging that long would be YouTube. Mm-hmm. But you can also put your podcast on YouTube. So there you go. But it is seriously the best way to connect one-on-one with your community and grow your network. And so if you are listening right now and you have fallen away, or you're just like doing something else, come back here right now and listen to me really quickly, because I'm going to tell you something. The single most valuable thing that you can do for your brand or your business in 2024 and beyond is grow your community. So podcasting, and it's an amazing way to do that, and it will help you grow your network, establish your thought leadership. It'll help you grow your personal brand. And I know thought leadership, personal brand, those are big buzzwords right now, and we talk about them a lot on the show, but it is so important if you are trying to grow your brand or business to then step in and have those direct lines of communication with your consumer. So I love podcasting for that reason. It's a chance to engage your audience for that long period of time. You can build relationships directly with your listeners. You can take their feedback and implement it in future episodes. You can talk directly to them and say, you know, I've heard that you are experiencing this issue in your business. Let me help you, and let me share my expertise and speak directly to the problem that you're having. And here are some, you know, ways that you can interact with me off of this podcast where I can serve you, and then I can understand where they can find you and go see all the things that you're up to from there. And you can build lasting trust and authority. Another thing that's really helpful with podcasting is it is a valuable opportunity to network and the best excuse to reach out to people online that you may not otherwise have an avenue to. So say that you admire somebody out there and you are a podcaster that has episodes where you're interviewing guests. You can reach out to those people and have those one-on-one conversations and ask questions with them that otherwise you may never get to ask them because you don't have that direct line of communication with them. You can also leverage your podcast to, grow your network even in real life with events. You can get press passes, which is crazy, to events and conferences that otherwise maybe you wouldn't have access to. And you can utilize those opportunities to grow your network and ultimately grow your community and your business as a whole. So we love podcasting, if you can't tell. but those are just like the reasons why it's such a valuable like avenue to go down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. I'm such a huge fan, and it's so silly, but like once you start podcasting and once you start seeing like what is possible with podcasting, like you'll get it. Trust me. I know we sound like just crazy, well, like super fans of it, but it's so good.
No, I know. And we also say this on the show, if you've listened, we never, ever set out to be podcasters. Cassie mm-hmm. and I are not ones to be getting in front of the camera and like talking about, you know, ourselves or like trying to be authorities in a certain space. But we have found true value and true community through doing this podcast. And we want to help everybody have that same community growth and that connection, because I think we're all looking for that, whether or not you are thinking about having a podcast or if you could even have a podcast or be good at it or whatever. We tell everyone not to go listen to our first episode because honestly it was horrible, but we've grown and I feel like our episodes are getting better and we are 3 years into this. But what we like to do is just have these conversations that otherwise maybe we wouldn't be having and impact our community with actionable tips they can take and improve their careers with. So it's been amazing. But Cassie, I want you to walk us through tips for building an effective show, because this is something that over our past few years, I want to say like six-ish years, we've been doing work in the podcasting space. And I want to hear what our compiled knowledge is around this area, because I think there's a lot of articles out there. There's a lot of different information out there that you could comb through, but I want to know what our findings have been, Cass.
Yeah. So this area, I would say, is like one of the biggest things besides like, how does this fit into my full marketing plan, which I know you'll get into here in a minute, Erica, but like, how do I get started? How do I do this? How do I record? How long do I record for? What do I talk about? You know, that kind of thing. Who am I talking to? Those are some of the biggest questions I would say we get on a regular basis. And quick teaser, we do have an amazing document that literally walks you through in depth all of these different steps. But I'm going to give you a quick tease of that document. So if you're taking notes, get out your pen and paper, because I'm going to tell you exactly some of the main areas to consider when you are either launching your show for the first time and kind of doing the brainstorm and planning around it, or if you have a show, but you feel like you're kind of unclear of your format, if it's structured the right way, if you're speaking to the right people, et cetera. These are some different questions or areas that you can kind of go through and consider and write out some notes for, just to kind of reframe your show. So some of the key elements of creating a successful podcast, number one is making sure you define your why. So what is the purpose of your show? Is it to drive people to a specific product, to your business? Is it to educate? Is it to entertain? It can be a number of those things, but just really understanding why you're doing what you're doing. And the biggest thing we found that has really kept fueling us, even if hardships come up with our show or we get burnt out, is just the people that we're able to impact and support and help. And so that, keeping that why as our front focus, has helped us to keep going, even if production gets mundane, et cetera. And so always having that number one written down, keep that close to your heart, is super important. On top of that, not only defining why you're doing what you're doing, but who are you doing it for? So really identifying your target audience. And this is similar to just general marketing strategy 101, is identifying who are they, gender, age, where are they at in their life? What are they looking for? What problems are they looking to solve in their lives or in their career? And then just literally identifying that and having that handy, because a lot of your content is going to come from that. Next after that is choosing the right format. So will you do video or audio? If you're doing video, you can do both and have your podcast available on both video and audio platforms. And video is such a powerful tool, so highly recommend doing that if you have the production capabilities. The next question to ask yourself is, how often am I going to post? We definitely recommend weekly if you can swing it. But if it is every other week, as long as it's consistent and you have a good cadence, that's the most important thing. And then just letting your audience know how often you'll be posting so they can expect that. The next point is, will you have guests, or is it going to be a monologue show? Is it a little bit of both? We just launched a really awesome show with Lindsay Good Press Pod, and she does a really good job at kind of marrying both. She does fantastic monologue episodes. And so if you're interested in kind of how that sounds, it's definitely a good podcast to listen to, but you can do both. And if you have two hosts, you can do episodes kind of like this, where it's just the hosts interacting with each other, talking on a topic, and then you bring in a guest or a thought leader to speak on a specific topic where necessary. The next thing to think about is just, how will you develop engaging content? So the biggest thing we recommend is always having at least some sort of outline with objectives for an episode. And so you kind of know the main points you want to hit, the takeaways for the listener to take away from that episode, and then closing out with some sort of call to action. So what do you want them to do with that information? And the reason we recommend outlines is just so you can kind of stay on track, ensure that your listeners are always getting value out of your content. But we don't necessarily recommend on that writing out scripts early on. If that's helpful to you, totally do it. But the biggest thing with podcasting is making it feel as conversational and organic as possible, like someone is literally sitting at a dinner table with you having a conversation. So it's a good marriage between structure and non-structure. The next point here is having a clear call to action. So getting people off the platform after they listen, which again, Erica is going to talk a little bit more about here in a minute. And then the biggest thing too, to think about when you are speaking to your listener, I always recommend speaking one-to-one. So think of it as there's only one listener listening to your show, and you address them as you versus you guys. And the reason for that is it really builds that direct connection with each individual listener and makes sure that they feel like you are speaking directly to them. You're building that relationship, et cetera. So next kind of segment I want to talk about here is best practices for production, including all audio quality, episode length, et cetera. And so there's a lot of great tools out there available for editing. Descript is one we recommend. You can even use iMovie if you have a Mac computer. And then you're going to have a host for your show. And so that host is kind of the main hub where you'll upload and schedule episodes. We use Spotify for podcasters. It works great, but there's a number of them out there. And so just doing your research and seeing what works best for you. And then another consideration is audio quality, which is so incredibly important, because if you've ever listened to music where it's kind of crunchy, crispy, the connection is cutting up, audio quality is a big deal and really can sometimes make a listener consider whether or not they want to continue listening to your show. And inside of our podcast doc, we have some really great mic recommendations there that range from a number of different price levels. And then episode length. So we have found personally that around anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes is usually a good length. It keeps listeners engaged. And there's some ways to look at your retention data in order to kind of consider when that drop off is starting to happen and how long your episodes should be going. Last segment here I want to talk about really quickly is just tips for optimizing your podcast for discoverability on podcast platforms. So there's quite a few things you can do here, but kind of similar to social media or your website, these podcast platforms work on keywords. So a lot of times listeners will go into Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and they'll search words for content that they're looking for. So for example, if someone is looking for social media podcast or how to build an influencer strategy or whatever, having relevant keywords in your titles and your descriptions around those topics and themes that a listener would potentially be looking for is incredibly important. And then just making sure when you do set up your hosting that your podcast is linked to all the relevant platforms. So no matter what podcast platform your listener is using, they're going to find your show on there. And one kind of like unrelated to the podcast platforms, but kind of related for discoverability, is one thing that is kind of a bonus point that increases discoverability overall for your show is having your episodes go out into blog posts on your website. And so that can help for some of the online discoverability as well. But again, we really go in depth in all of these different segments I mentioned in our podcast document, which is a great resource for launching your show on your own if you're interested. And we have a link to that in the show notes.
Yeah, gosh, so helpful. And I feel like that was just so valuable for anyone out there who's listening, who's like trying to take notes and write all this down as fast as they can. But I wanted to say, on the note of going more in depth in that document, we also have like outlined in there where you can go in and jot down all of your thoughts. It's kind of like a workbook where you can work through your thoughts as you're going through and reading these tips, and then kind of like figuring out and piecing together exactly what you want your show to look like. So we can talk a little bit more about the document in full later, but I just wanted to put a note there. Like if you are like, oh my gosh, I just wrote all these notes down and now I don't really know what to do with them, that document really helps you put those points and those topics that Cassie just talked about into action for your own show. So
yes,
love that document. We worked really hard on it. And so we like want you guys to take advantage of it. But yes, I wanted to move into segment three, just talking a little bit about using podcasting in your marketing funnel. You know, Cassie, you alluded to this a little bit in your last segment there, all about building the effective show. But the goal with your podcast does not have to be to drive sales or leads or anything like that. You can just have a show for the sake of having a show to connect with people, to connect and have a community. And that's totally okay. But we love the platform of podcasting because it is a truly effective way to generate those sales and leads directly and indirectly, actually, because say a listener is out there and they are a very devoted member of your community and they love listening to your show every week. They're signed up for your email list. They're signed up for all the things. You are going to be top of mind for them whenever they are looking for what you have to offer. So say that you don't even have an offer at the moment. If you start this podcast and you grow your community, that community is going to be very alert and very tuned in to when you do have that offering become available. So we always recommend including like a CTA, a call to action in every episode that drives them somewhere where you can communicate that offline value to them. So say, even if you don't have an offer currently, you could drive them to sign up for your email list, where then once you have a launch or things that are going live or an offer to share in your email funnel, you can reach them directly there, and you don't have to have it ready to go in every single podcast episode. So just a little tidbit there, but you can also include a CTA in every episode to go to an offer. So something that we have found to be helpful is we actually have a free document called the MHH Starter Kit, which kind of walks our community through some of the top episodes by subject area and things that our community cares about. And why we love having that is because when they go offline to get this document that they can download for free, They then have access to our email list. They have access to, you know, some of our personality reflected in that document. They can see Cassie and I's favorite recipes for cocktails. Like, there's all sorts of things that they can see when they're in that document that go beyond the podcast every week. And I think having that for us has been so helpful. So I just say that to say that it doesn't have to be something you're selling. It can be something for free. And then ultimately working those people into your email funnel, once you do have an offer, is going to be really helpful for you. So we want to make sure every time that we're getting them off the platform to take an action as a next step. So something that Cassie and I actually fell into early on is that we had a lot of different call to actions. We were like, go to our email list, go to our social media, DM us and leave a review and do this and do that. But we found, especially with this MHH starter kit document, that if we put all of the info in one place, that's easily accessible and, you know, easily digestible, that those people will hang on to that information all in that one place. So we always recommend doing something like that, whether it's a page on your website or it's directing to your email list. So they're getting your thoughts and your offers and all the things that they would ever need to their email every week. We always recommend doing something like that, but we highly recommend not having more than one CTA. You always want to just have that one CTA so that they know exactly what they're going to do after that episode to go find you and follow along with what you're doing. And I think that's honestly all that I wanted to talk about there, Cassie. Could you share a little more about growing your show and community?
Yes, absolutely. So as Erica said at the beginning of the episode, this is literally one of the most important parts in it is community. And with community, you'll start to grow your show naturally as a result, grow your brand as a result. So really focusing on the people that you are serving with your podcast will help a lot of the benefits and value of podcasting come as a result to you. So a couple of things initially, and there's many, we could talk about this, I feel like, all day, but a few different things for actually growing your podcast audience. So first and foremost is, once a podcast episode is live, letting your community know, letting people online know that there is a new episode to listen to. And so a couple of places on social media that we recommend is not only a show's platform or a show's profile, if you feel like you want to manage a separate page and you feel like that makes sense for your brand, but also leveraging your own personal channels to communicate and share your podcast as well. And so, for example, when we release an episode, Eric and I are always sharing on our personal stories that an episode went live, sharing the link to that new episode, sharing on our personal Facebooks, our personal LinkedIn. So leveraging our own personal networks while also leveraging the Marketing Happy Hour networks as well. And I always recommend here too, and this goes with anything, with starting any sort of business, brand, or new initiative or project, not biting off more than you can chew with social media. So starting simple, starting small. And then once you feel like you have a grasp on the content you're creating each week, you can always grow. So for example, Erica and I have gotten really creative with the different elements of these social media platforms that we're using to grow the podcast. So for example, when we first started posting to LinkedIn, it was just post to our business page on Marketing Happy Hour and our personal profiles. Now we have a LinkedIn newsletter. We're using that to kind of communicate the content from the episode, but also other related content for our listeners. And so you can always get creative and test new aspects of the platforms as you go. The other thing I want to mention too is not only making sure you engage with your own community on your own pages, but if you have time, even 5 to 10 minutes a day, getting out and engaging with relevant profiles and people who would be a potential listener to help drive attention and reach back to your own profiles. So getting out there into relevant pages as well, and not only staying in your own hub and your own bubble, but trying to grow your page that way. But specifically thinking about types of posts that you can share on social and beyond. There's a number of things that you can do. And again, just getting very creative with this and kind of thinking about your brand as a whole and what makes sense. And there's different types of content for different stages of the listening funnel or the marketing funnel a consumer is. But a few things off the top of my head that I can think of is video snippets. If you have video snippets from your show to share, just to allow listeners to get an idea of what your episode is like. You can share graphics highlighting specific takeaways from the episodes. You can share graphics about your guests. You can share different value added content related to the content of your show throughout the week. There's a lot of things that you can do. So the biggest thing is just to kind of vary it up and think about what can make sense and test and analyze. So I think last here is making sure, again, you're engaging with your community on social media, but also outside of it. So providing other places for your listeners to connect with you, like an email list, which is very, very important and a strong asset, a blog, etc. But taking time and attention and care to respond to every DM, every email you receive, thanking people for listening, thanking them for their feedback, asking them for more. If they say they like an episode, why did you like the episode? Tell me more. And asking relevant questions, asking them what else they want to hear and be a part of, and really making them a part of that journey that you're on, really, with podcasting. I want to just also reiterate the importance of building a community around your show and engaging with your audience. Is really, community is the number one asset you're going to have with building your business, building your brand, etc. And so again, it's so important to focus on them and put care and attention into engaging and into speaking directly to those people, because that creates a lasting impression and memory in their minds. And they feel like they're speaking directly to you and building a relationship with you, et cetera. And so allowing them to not only engage with you, but engage with others. And so having a online group, online community, or whatever. And really what I've seen with my clients starting podcasts too is what really gets the podcast started and growing is them allowing to connect with you as the host. But what keeps it going and keeps the momentum building is allowing your listeners to have a space for them to engage with one another as well, connect with people going through similar situations as you, having similar problems is also incredibly, incredibly powerful.
I love that so much too, because I can't remember who said it on the podcast, but one of our previous guests said, the minute that I realized that my comment section and my community and all of that is not about me to many, it's about my community interacting with each other, I was freed, or something like that, she said, I remember. And so it just makes me think of that, because that is so true. Having a community is more than about, you know, having you as like the leader of that community, or you as like the facilitator or the helper in, of that community. It's about those community members like interacting with each other and feeling value from interacting with each other. Because it's about that connection that we're all craving. So I love that you touched on that.
For sure. Yeah. And to your point, it kind of takes a little bit of a weight off your shoulders and making it all about what you have to, you know, the work that you have to pour into fostering that community, which you do, but it really helps kind of balance that load and everything. Okay. Last thing really quick, I want to mention, as you grow and as you get your show going and running, paying attention to your insights is very important. I always tell people, don't get obsessed with insights, because once you start to pay way too close attention to numbers, you start to kind of lose the purpose and the reasoning for doing your show. Same with social media. Numbers only mean so much, but it is important to kind of pay attention to what is performing well and what isn't, just in case you need to make certain pivots with your content or the length of your show or the style of show, et cetera. So there's a number of different data that your hosting platforms provide to you, including retention data. So is there drop off at a certain point in the episode? Is there a place where people aren't as engaged and aren't as paying attention, or they skip to another part? And so looking for things like that and clues into how can I just make this experience way better for my listener is always important to pay attention to. The other thing you can kind of look for is what topics perform best, or the style of guests, industries that the guests come from, topics that I'm specifically speaking on as the host. And so paying attention to that as well. And again, just always being open to pivoting and changing. And last but not least, as I said before, asking your listeners for feedback, paying attention to that feedback. And you don't have to make every single change that a listener has asked you to change, but at least taking the time to listen, to care, and to thank your community for that feedback.
Yes, great information. I feel like if you're out there thinking about starting your own podcast or thinking about how to optimize the one that you already have, this has probably been a really overwhelming episode because we just threw a lot of information out there and we're like, here you go, here, see if anything sticks. But just be encouraged that we do have resources for you to check out. We do have, you know, access to us that we can chat through, you know, your strategy and things like that. So be encouraged there. And then I wanted to go over how we are helping creators and podcasters in their podcasting journey through MHH Media, which is our podcast network arm of Marketing Happy Hour. And we have a couple different options of how people can work with us. So you can either, you know, grab that document, work through it on your own. We'll put a link to it in our show notes so that you know where you can go to purchase that document. And then we're also doing some work with clients where we are helping them ideate and kind of putting them through a podcast incubator, I guess I would say. So we're going from initial idea to the launch stage and then handing it off to clients. So there's that option. There's another option where say you just need production help. We can talk about how we can be a great partner for you there. Or we have some full-fledged service under the MHH Media Network where you become part of our network and you have the resources that we offer all of our hosts under our network and things like that. You have the community of hosts, which we're really excited about growing this year. So there's a lot of opportunities to get involved with MHH Media if that's something that you want to do. Or you can just take the amazing tips in this episode, write down your notes, try to piece it all together. And we're excited to hear your thoughts on podcasting and how you might be starting your podcasting journey or how you might be optimizing your show after listening to this episode. Please reach out to us and share your thoughts on the episode because that's super helpful. As you know, Cassie just shared, we love hearing from our community and being able to move forward with that, with those thoughts and consider them when we're thinking through upcoming episodes. But just an overview of what we chatted about today, podcasting as a marketing tool for your business, tips for building an effective show, using podcasting in your marketing funnel and growing your show and community. So lots of great takeaways today. If you are interested at all in anything that we chatted about today or just chatting with us, please check the show notes. We've got everything you need to know there and we will chat with you soon.